Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home
today. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. A little Stevie Ray bringing us back. A little SRV. For your pleasure, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Greg Sullivan is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, former Small Business Person of the Year, currently CEO and Chief Technical Officer at Global Velocity. He's a serial entrepreneur and one of the smartest guys I know in terms of technology and online, especially online technology. Greg, thanks again for being here. You were telling us about how you think the future of security is in the cloud.
Did I say that right? I think, Jim, the future of computing is in the cloud, and especially for small businesses, where it's difficult for us to afford to stand up data centers and servers and racks and all the people to maintain all
right.
that. We can take advantage of the economies of scale and just buy computing power as we need it. And it can be a variable commodity for us now in the cloud. So the economics of the cloud make it extremely advantageous to go to. But the question is, how are we secure in the cloud? And if we do it right, I believe we can be more secure in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
So
why,
in cloud,
why is that? Why do you think that?
Because
it seems to me like if you're in the cloud, you're going to be associated. You're going to be next door to, and all around you is going to be all these targets of opportunity that would be more logical for the bad guys to try to penetrate that to get into one, then move over into another than it would be if you were standalone.
It may appear that way in a physical sense, but clouds work. Cloud computing works in the virtual sense, and so you have virtual machines that serve one customer and then another set that serve other customers. So, and we know how to secure virtual machines now. And the other thing is we can provide across-the-board type capability at much lower cost than we can do it inside of our enterprise for things like encryption. And it's important, Jim, that everyone encrypt their data.
Mm-hmm.
It just creates another barrier for do it. And you can encrypt inside of your own enterprise very affordably with just a self-encrypting drive when you order your computer.
Mm-hmm.
It costs a little bit more, but it's another layer of protection. So, but cloud, there's a new kind of company coming out for the security world called Cloud Access Security Broker.
Hmm.
And those companies have just started in the last few months to become public companies, not public in the IPO sense, but I mean services available to the public.
Are these new products of companies we would know, like yours, or Carbonite, or somebody like that?
Yeah, what a broker does is they broker the security services of individual companies like mine. So we offer data security and compliance. Okay, but someone else may offer encryption. Someone else may offer an email security system or something like that. There's a one-stop shop you can go to look at companies to get services like that. One that we work with is called Avanan, A-V-A-N-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
Avanan. And there are others like Sky High Networks. But if you're using third-party cloud services like Box or Dropbox or Salesforce.com or Office 365 or ServiceNow or things like that, You have to have security with those too, and these are the kind of companies that have come along and provided those capabilities.
Mm-hmm. And of course, these are you're talking specifically now about the web data that you have, that people have, including their catalogs and their business activity and their customer activity, right? The customer information and their websites.
Right, a lot of us have that data on servers that are inside of our firewall.
Right.
Many people have already moved to the cloud, but the rest of us will eventually move to the cloud, Jim, because
right.
just the economics of it are too advantageous.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you now, if you have servers behind your firewall with all your data on it. You have to have a security team come in and help you secure all that. You have to have it reviewed constantly. You have to do all those things. All that stuff is available with a click in the cloud.
Right. Let me ask. Go ahead.
And that cloud data center has physical access controls, biometric scanning for only trusted individuals, and things like that. Mm-hmm. You probably don't have that in your small business.
Right. Most people don't. Right. Where would be a good place to start? Let's say someone says, I don't know if this is for me, or if I can qualify for it, or if I can afford it. Where do I start?
Well, these things end up being very affordable because they charge pennies to dollars a user a month per user in your business. And you're really priced on what you use. So I would go to I think it's okay to get the advice of an advisor as you transition to the cloud, because it's not something you do all in one day.
Right.
You do it gradually.
But your company doesn't provide that, though, do they?
I don't provide that. I provide we're kind of the back-end security services to the cloud security broker.
Who would you send them to? Give us one person you'd send them to, one group.
Our friends at, for example, Zero Day Technology or Impact Technologies or Productive Corporation, firms like that.
What would we search for? What would be a keyword we search for?
I would search for, cybersecurity advisor or consultant something.
Cloud security?
Cloud data security?
Something like that?
I'm trying to point people to a human who can advise you through this process.
All right.
Yeah.
So, folks, you think about the names, usernames that Greg just gave us. Hey, Greg, will you come back? We got more to talk about.
I will, Jim. Happy to.
Greg Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen. GlobalVelocity.com is his website. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.